Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. We have coffee. We have energy drinks. We hope you'll join us this morning. Alyssa mentioned that she went to bed early last night, 9 o'clock?
I did. So I didn't even get to watch Survivor.
What else was it that you were going to watch last night? It was Survivor, and I thought there was something else that you mentioned you want to watch. Oh, Love is Blind. Now that you can watch anytime, right? It's on demand?
Yes.
Okay, did you end up watching that last night?
I did. I watched that yesterday because it came out at midnight. So I watched it when I got off of work. I won't give anything away, but it's juicy.
But you did not see Survivor, so is that something you can watch on Hulu later?
Yeah, it's next day, so it's on today. We can check it out.
All right, so no Survivor spoilers.
I don't even have them.
Yeah, I don't either.
But Love is Blind?
You're not going to get any spoilers for me. I noticed that two trailers dropped last night of TV shows that I'm very interested in watching once they come back. The first one is Severance, which is on Apple TV Plus. My wife and I were huge fans of season one. If I try to explain this show to you, I'm going to sound like a crazy person.
Oh, I've seen Severance.
Oh, you have seen Severance.
Oh, I've seen it.
Okay, with Adam Scott. I mean, how do we describe it without sounding insane?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know.
People who do something to their brains so when they go to work, they don't remember anything about their personal life. And then when they leave work, they don't remember anything about their work life.
Uh-huh.
Is that a good explanation?
I feel like that's pretty good.
But then weird things start to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And here is the trailer for season two, which is dropping soon.
Who are you people?
Welcome back, Marcus. In a minute.
Welcome back, Marcus.
Uh-oh, when does that come back?
That's a great question. You think that I would have that right in front of me, but I don't. It's soon. I know it's before the end of the year. Let's put it that way. Hold on, let me click on this link. Maybe this will tell us. Hold on here. Nope. Hold on. I'm sorry. Looking. No, it doesn't say. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. I don't know right now when Severance comes back.
I found it. Don't worry, guys.
When is it?
January 17th, 2025.
Not till then?
Yeah.
I thought it was before the end of the year.
It looks like the 10-episode second season starts January 17th, goes through March.
Why release a trailer now, then, if you're not going to... I mean, that's way too early to release a trailer. That's a huge tease. It's October. Why do I want to watch a trailer for something in January?
That's the point. You're getting excited.
I don't like that at all.
And then hook, line, sinker.
And then another trailer. It's the worst show that I've ever seen on Netflix, but it's also the best show I've ever seen on Netflix. Cobra Kai. They're finally going to wrap it up. Here's a trailer for Cobra Kai.
We've heard all this garbage going around about loyalty. But almost all of us are trained somewhere else at some point. What matters is where our are now.
Oh.
We're Miyagi-Do. We're not losing. So wipe the smirks off their ugly faces.
Johnny Lawrence.
You know, I've tried Cobra Kai. I really have.
But it's so bad.
It's so bad. Bryce loves it.
But it's so good. I think you have to be a fan of the Karate Kid movies. You had to have grown up with that in order to appreciate how good / bad Cobra Kai is.
That would probably help.
It's Q104. Good morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Sandy in Parma Heights, good morning. She's laughing. She's in a good mood this morning. Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Hi, I am fantastic.
Tell us about your good vibe.
I went to the drive-thru at 7 Brew this morning, and I got up to the window, and waiting for me was a gift certificate for $25, and apparently the car in front of me had gotten me a gift certificate for $25 and just said, good morning.
Stop. That is so sweet.
It was amazing. So it was just such a beautiful pay it forward moment, and now I had the opportunity to get a gift certificate for the car behind me.
Oh, so you kept it going.
Absolutely. So I don't know how long or how far the chain went, but what an incredibly beautiful moment between strangers. I guess that's what you'd the epitome of the random act of kindness, and it just feels so cool and so good.
$25, I mean, that's not nothing.
That's at least a couple of coffees.
Yeah, exactly. So I had the gift certificate, I used it for my order that morning, which is the same thing I get every morning. And then the person behind me got a $25 gift certificate. And if they could pass it along, great. If they didn't, and they were really in need of that, just that extra pick-me-up of a week of coffee, then that's even better. I don't know. But just the thought of in a time and place and world where people, I think, just don't take that extra second to realize what they have to give, even if it's just $25, it can make such a difference in somebody else's day, and then a better day can make a better week, and it's just this cool ripple effect.
Yeah, it's fascinating. You don't know if you were the first car to receive the $25 gift certificate. Or
the
10th. Well, yeah, it could have been going on for a while. Who knows?
No idea. And I, Seven Brew is awesome. So, I mean, I'm there every other day. I'm at Seven Brew, so I don't know how far the chain went or how long it went, but boy, if that's just something that anybody can do, it makes such an unexpected, beautiful, random smile and difference in a person's day.
Maybe it's still going on, like everybody's going over to Seven Brew right now.
I know,
now.
Should
like,
we go and check it out, see if it's still happening?
That would be so cool.
Thank you, Sandy, for calling in with that good vibe this morning.
Thank you. You guys have a great one.
216-474-0104. We're off to a good start with good vibes this morning. Love that one. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, I'm having a very weird week. This week has not felt right to me, and I'm not really sure what's going on. Because I was looking forward to this week, because right now, in parents who have kids in sports know what this week is like, because fall sports have basically ended. I mean, there's playoffs and things going on, but football, fall baseball, fall soccer, pretty much all wrapping up right around now. And then it's kind of like a lull before we get into winter sports.
Right. You have a little bit of downtime.
And so this week, it's like I'm not going to be coaching my son's soccer team this week.
Mm-hmm.
Will doesn't have anywhere to go. So I'm like, oh, I'm so looking forward to this week. Things are going to slow down a little bit. But it hasn't really felt like that this week.
What do you mean?
I'm still like kind of on edge.
Okay.
And so I actually Googled, when life slows down, why does it still feel like it hasn't slowed down?
Did you get an answer?
Yeah, this is a pretty good answer. So it says, when life slows down but still feels fast, it's often because our minds are wired to stay busy, even when our external activities decrease, leading to a disconnect between our perceived pace and actual pace. This can be due to factors like ingrained habits, stress, anxiety, or a fear of missing out, making it hard to truly relax and appreciate the slower tempo. That's exactly what is going on with me right now. The tempo has slowed, but I haven't adjusted. My body has not adjusted.
Like, you're even still go, 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 go.
Yeah, even last night, sitting on the couch trying to watch the Cavs game, it's like I'm like all over the place. I'm like,
what am I supposed to be doing right now?
I can't sit still. I just want to enjoy this game. Why can't I sit still?
Does it just feel like you're forgetting to do something?
Yeah, it always feels like. In fact, yesterday, I did forget to do something after work, and I was mad at myself all day. So look what I did today. Look at that to-do list right
there.
Wow,
that's a hefty to-do list, Bill.
I had to go back to old school of actually writing down a to-do list just so I feel like I'm not forgetting anything.
Well, there you go. The internet has all the answers.
Yeah, now I have to. I mean, it also has suggestions on what I can do to slow down, like, it's mindfulness practices. It's engaging in calming activities.
Have you tried yoga?
Well, I used to do yoga like back in the day.
Maybe that's the key.
But I think I would be stressed out having to do yoga because
that's the total opposite of what you're supposed to feel with yoga.
But back then, when I used to do yoga, it was a 90-minute class.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take me 15 minutes to get there and 15 minutes to warm up. And then 15 minutes to cool down, and then 15 minutes to go home. That's 2 hours out of my day.
That's quite a dedication.
So in theory, I would like to be a yoga person, but I don't really have the time. 2 hours out of my day when I have kids and other things to do at home.
I mean, you could definitely just do yoga in your living room. There's YouTube videos. Just grab a mat, throw it down, and get to the tree pose.
See,
middle
this is,
of the living room.
This is why I'm excited for you to come over and visit at my house, because I really want you to sit down in my living room and see what happens when the kids start asking you questions and the dog is jumping on you. There is no way to relax in my house. It's impossible.
I can't relate to that at all.
Good. Q104. Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa hash it out. Emily and CJ are going to hash it out this morning. They were in a relationship until recently.
Okay, so this is past tense.
Yes. They are no longer in a relationship. However, they still have something to hash out. Let's talk to CJ first. Emily's here. She's going to be able to respond to what CJ has to say in a second. But CJ, you go first. What's going on between you two?
So Emily and I ended our relationship a few weeks ago. Or should I say, she ended their relationship. I did not want to break up.
Oh, okay. Wait, so why did you break up? I'm curious.
So she wanted to move in together. Her lease was up at her place, and she thought it would be a good idea for her to move in here. But I don't think it's a good idea, honestly, for us to live together quite yet.
Mm.
CJ, how long were you and Emily together?
We were together about a year. I would say even a year and 4 months.
It was actually a year and 7 months.
Okay. All right. So there's Emily. We're going to hear from Emily in a second here. Hang on, Emily. We still have more questions for CJ. All right. So CJ, if Emily is the one and you want to stay in a relationship with her, when's the right time to move in together?
I mean, I don't know. I guess when it feels right, you know, and we're ready, but it just doesn't feel like the time is now. I don't think it's there yet.
Right. Have your cake and eat it too. A classic tale.
Let's bring in Emily then. Emily, good morning.
Morning. Hi.
What are your thoughts on all this, on everything that CJ just said?
Well, listen, as I said, we've been together a year and 7 months, and I thought it was a good idea for us to move in together because that's a long, serious relationship in my book. But I guess it just wasn't as serious as I thought it was. And he clearly wants different things. So I think it is a bad idea to move in together if we're not on the same page about it. But it's also a bad idea to keep the relationship going if we're not headed in the right direction.
See, but I think it is heading in the right direction, yeah. But that doesn't mean we have to rush into this. I mean, moving in together is obviously a massive deal. I have lived with someone else before. Okay, you haven't. We talked about this. And if you're not ready for it, things can go south really quickly.
Okay, and I'm not disagreeing with you there. It is hard to live together, especially if both people are not on the same page about wanting to live together. I mean, obviously, we were not on the same page.
But what I'm saying is that we could get there. I just need more time.
Oh, my God. How much more time do you need? I just don't want to have to wait around for you until you're ready to make up your mind, which I don't even know when that will be.
Oh, my. This is crazy. Like, the only reason you wanted to move in together is because your lease is up. It's ridiculous. It's not a reason for two people to live together.
You just want to have it all your way. You want to have your cake and eat it, too.
We don't need to rush into that. Go get another lease for 6 months or something. Let's figure this out.
It's been almost 2 years. We are grown people.
All right, CJ, CJ and Emily, we're going to stop you right there. Emily said it too, Alyssa. Is that what you still think? CJ wants his cake and he wants to... Wait, what's the phrase?
He wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. Yes, right. I still feel that way. Also, CJ, for what it's worth, her lease being up and it being a financially good decision is a perfectly valid reason.
Thank you.
All right, 216-474-0104. We know how Alyssa thinks. How do you think about this? CJ doesn't want to break up with Emily. He just doesn't think it's a good idea to move in together. Is that a reason to break up?
But on the other hand, Emily makes a really good point that if they're not on the same page with how serious this relationship is, then it's probably time to move on.
216-474-0104. Let's hash it out. Next, the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, it's not going well for CJ on the text right now. CJ seems like a D-bag.
CJ is a loser.
CJ has a narcissistic personality. So hash it out this morning. Emily and CJ have been dating for a year and 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Emily's lease ran out on her apartment. She's like, hey, we should move in together. This is the right time.
Right. They're approaching 2 years.
CJ said, no, it's not the right time. Mm-hmm. I don't feel ready. But I still want to see you. I still want to date. And Emily's like, no, you're not.
Nope.
I'm ending this relationship.
And her whole reason behind that was just clearly they're wanting different things right now.
Dan from Lorraine, do you think that CJ is a loser and a D-bag for feeling this way?
No, I do not think that CJ is a loser or a D-bag for feeling any way. I think, as I said, everybody has their boundaries, right? And regardless of who you are, you should respect those boundaries. I mean, if the tables were turned and CJ was pressuring, is it Emily? Is that right? If CJ was pressuring Emily into going another step that she's not ready for, then that would be wrong, right? So regardless of what's going on, you have to respect everybody's boundaries. I understand some people have different perspectives, have different opinions on this whole matter, but you shouldn't be pushing somebody to do something that they don't want to do or don't feel comfortable doing. And that's flat. That's it, plain and simple.
I feel like I'm coming at this from Dan's perspective as well.
Really?
It feels like kind of an ultimatum to me.
Yeah, I just kind of realized that it is a little ultimatum-y, which I don't really like ultimatums. I think that there's a much better way to communicate your way through it. But at the same time, I see where Emily's coming from, that she's like, well, how long do I have to wait then? I don't want to wait around forever.
But both people have to agree that the time is right to move
right in
together. Tell me how I'm seeing this incorrectly. Tony in Akron, good morning.
Good morning.
Why are people saying that CJ is toxic? There's another text that has come in.
I don't think he's toxic or a D-bag. If he's not ready, he's not ready. And timing is everything. And if they're an exclusive couple living together, they're coming up on their 2 years, she's ready to move on. She wants a future with him. He's unsure. If he's not ready now and he does it for her, it's not going to work in years later because they're going to break down. He's never going to be ready. Well, he's not going to be ready now, but in the future, he's only going to be doing it because she wants to do it now, and mm-hmm. it could cause problems in the relationship later. So, and again, if neither one of them are dating other people, like, I don't understand where she's saying he wants his cake and wants to eat it too. That would mean he wants to see her and he wants to see other people, but that's not what's happening here.
I think how are we using the cake and eat it too? He wants to see her, but he also wants to live by himself. He wants he wants to be on his own, and he's enjoying the, I don't want to say bachelor lifestyle.
Yeah, that doesn't quite seem right here.
Unless he is seeing other girls on the side.
I don't think so.
And he's covering up for that.
I would hope not. Okay. I feel like this would have been a much more tense hash it out.
So if Emily were your friend and she mm-hmm. came to you for your advice, what advice would you have for her?
I mean, I would probably just tell her that you need to communicate with him and see if you can come to a compromise. Because even if, you know, if he doesn't want to move in together and you kind of force him or give him that ultimatum, could end in resent. And we don't want that either.
What is the compromise, though? Like, she would have to agree to continue to date, even though she's got to go find a new place to live.
I think the compromise would be setting a goalpost, like setting like, okay, hey, like, I'm not ready right now, but like, let's see what we're feeling when we hit like 2 years. Like, maybe once we get there, we'll feel a little bit more secure. I think that that would be the best compromise. And then if it's still not going to work out like that, then yeah, maybe it's time to think about moving on.
All right. Speaking of moving on, we'll have to leave it there. Anything further? 216-474-0104. You can call or text the Q Morning Show, Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Let's say good morning to Jen and Avon. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
I have three questions right here. General knowledge trivia questions. I feel kind of bad because I'm looking at them and they look kind of difficult, but let's see how you do, and we'll see how Alyssa does after that. By the way, if you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Okay.
Question number one. It was released in 2001 by Apple, and it stored up to 1,000 songs.
An iPod.
Question two. Ryan Reynolds had a birthday yesterday. Ryan plays Deadpool in the Marvel Universe. What superhero did Ryan play in the DC Universe?
Green Lantern.
And question three. In hockey, they play with a puck. In shuffleboard, it's called what?
Puck.
I knew that third question was difficult. Alyssa's going to be so mad when I ask that question, I predict. But, Jen, you did better than I thought. You went 2 for 3 today.
Okay.
So let's bring in Alyssa to find out how she does.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
We appreciate you listening to us this morning.
Thank you.
Here's Alyssa sitting back down in her chair. The headphones are on. Jen and Avon, so I predicted that these questions were kind of tough today.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa, Jen went 2 for 3.
Oh, man, Jen!
Sorry.
I'm already concerned about this round because Bill said that I'm going to be stumped.
I think you're going to be mad when I ask you the third question.
Probably.
Here we go with your three questions, Alyssa. Question one, it was released in 2001 by Apple and it stored up to 1,000 songs.
iPod.
Jen is leading the way 2-1. Question two, Ryan Reynolds had a birthday yesterday. Ryan plays Deadpool in the Marvel Universe. What superhero did Ryan play in the DC Universe?
He played a character?
He sure did, Alyssa.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even like come up with something.
That would be the Green Lantern.
Mm.
Jen got that right. Alyssa has it wrong.
So it's down to this.
She needs this to tie today. Question three. In hockey, they play with a puck. In shuffleboard...
Oh, come on.
It's called what?
Oh, come on.
Ah. Hey, we talked about shuffleboard on the show yesterday.
We did, but like, it looks like a puck. It's not. You're telling me it's not a puck?
Yeah, there's four of them, actually. Four of these that you push across the court.
Is it a shuffle ball?
No, it's not. The correct answer is a biscuit. It's a biscuit.
Yeah, there's no way that I would have ever known that.
1 point for Alyssa, 2 points today for Jen and Avon. Jen, you win Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Good work, Jen. But you know what? I'm glad that we both missed that last one. I would be questioning where your priorities lied.
I just called it a puck.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It looks like a puck.
Jen, you have a very special Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant, a diploma, which is signed by both of us.
Excellent.
And tickets for Sunday at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Simone Biles and the Gold Over America Tour.
Very cool. Thank you very much. My name is Jen, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
The Kid Leroy, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa, Q104. Yesterday at this time, I remember we were talking about Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And Alyssa revealed that she and her husband, Bryce, we're going as a WWE couple, right?
Yes, WWE superstars.
But that's all you said. You didn't say what superstars.
No, I did not. I didn't get into it because I felt like it was too niche.
And now, but the people want to know. They want to know. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
So what was your question for Alyssa?
I'm dying to know what WWE character her and her husband are going as.
Okay, so Karen, you watch WWE?
I do. My daughter is a fanatic about it. We did SummerSlam. We went to Cleveland Raw. She's dressing as a WWE character as well.
Wait, who's she dressing as?
You know what? This is awful. I don't know his name, but he wears big chains and padlocks around his neck.
Oh, he's like, I think, an old school one.
I think he is. Pac, maybe?
I can like picture him. I can't think of his name. No, but we are going as... Liv Morgan and Dominic Mysterio.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am. Which is funny because I love Rhea Ripley. I love her. She's mother. She's queen. But I have more things in my closet to dress as Liv Morgan.
Oh, and Mysterio's creepy. He's a creepy guy.
I know. I'm making Bryce dress up as Dom. He's not happy about it, but I'm going to get him like a little box of chicken nuggets.
Does he have a mullet?
No, but I'm going to try to hairspray the sides of his hair to make it look like a mullet.
Oh, my God.
He just pretty much gives me free reign for Halloween. He's like, just tell me what I'm dressing as. Tell me what I'm wearing.
My daughter's going to freak out when I tell her that you have to post pictures. And I'll send a picture of her with her locks and chains.
Oh, yes. Please, please do. Yeah, I just ordered these horrendous blonde extensions from Amazon. So I'm sure it'll be a hoot.
I'm here, too, if anybody cares.
Well, maybe if you watch WWE, we would, Bill.
If we were at a party right now, this is where I would leave and go get a drink or something, go to the bathroom, and let you guys talk about your WWE costumes.
Again, how many times have I told you that you and your boys should watch WWE? It's very fun. It's very entertaining.
I'm not sure if they'd feel the same way.
Gotta give it a chance.
I'm happy you're into it.
Yes.
Thank you, Karen, for listening and for calling in this morning.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good day.
And thank you for being a WWE fan.
Oh, absolutely. Dom and Liv.
Sounded like an evil laugh from you.
Just channeling my inner WWE heel.
It's Q104. We're already going to start arguing about words that we mispronounce. I say it's Dasha.
It's Dasha.
I've heard it pronounced by other people as Dasha.
That's because we're in Cleveland. Dasha. It's Dasha.
I'm not, Dasha. No, I'm not hearing people in Cleveland saying Dasha. I'm hearing it on more of a national stage.
I'll get to the bottom of this. Give me a second.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're going to argue about words we mispronounce because Alyssa gets on me all the time about words that I mispronounce. And I don't think I mispronounce any. I have been accused before of mispronouncing words, and we'll get into that. But I caught Alyssa mispronouncing a word yesterday. I have it right here that I can play for you. Ha, in your face.
Again, your cue keyword this hour is costume.
What is the keyword again?
Costume.
Costume?
Costume.
Costume.
Costume? Oh, don't do this to me right now. Also, for the record, I did just look it up, and it is Dasha.
Well, tell Carson Daly that he's saying it wrong. Because he's the one that I heard say Dasha. So you tell Carson Daly of the Today Show and of Carson's countdown that he's wrong.
I'm sorry. I'm like trying to get it to play. Oh, whatever. Anyways, it's Dasha. You say a lot of words wrong, though. It's not just Dasha. It's raccoon. It's comfortable.
When do I say comfortable wrong?
Oh, we've gotten texts about it. Have you not seen those?
No.
Yeah. No, we got a text a couple weeks ago. Somebody was like, it drives me nuts the way that he says comfortable.
Comfortable.
It's comfortable.
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 Oh, that's so stupid.
You're really enunciating the comfort.
It's comfortable.
It's comfortable.
And the animal that you're referring to is raccoon.
Raccoon!
Stop saying raccoon.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna get up and walk away.
You're not from Youngstown, okay? You're not from Pittsburgh. You sound so uncivilized when you say raccoon.
Why are you saying raccoon? No one says it like that. Literally nobody. Not a single soul.
Are there other words that I mispronounce? I'm trying to remember. I used to say, let me ask you this question. What do you color with? What is the tool that you use to color?
Crayons.
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 That's how I used to say it. And then I was...
How do you say it now?
Crayon.
Oh, my God.
I was corrected.
By who?
I don't remember.
I'm going to give them a call and tell them that they're wrong.
So I trained myself to... Now I say crayon. Instead of crayons.
It's crayon.
It's really not.
It really is. It really is. I know that like we are from Cleveland. We definitely do have an accent, but it is crayon.
What other words do I mispronounce? Do you hear them on the show? Does it drive you nuts?
Or is there any that you have a hard time with yourself?
Exactly. 216-474-0104. The word that you constantly mispronounce. Maybe you even... Either somebody has corrected you or you know you mispronounce it and you don't care.
Gyro.
Oh, stop it right now. It's gyro.
It's gyro. I'm going to go get a gyro.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Here's Third Eye Blind. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. We are doing a deep dive here on the words that we apparently mispronounce on the show, or at least we're being accused of mispronouncing on the show, because I caught Alyssa mispronouncing the word costume.
It's costume.
So she says it incorrectly there. You can hear it. And then she's accused me of saying raccoon before.
That's
incorrectly.
Because you are saying it wrong. It's not an accusation. It's a fact.
Heidi in Columbia Station. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you stand on costume?
Costume, you say it correctly.
Who, me? As in Bill?
Yes, Bill, correct.
So I'm saying costume correctly, according to Heidi.
Mm.
Alyssa, if you think about it this way, if it's the way that you're saying it, it would be two double O's in it instead of a U, but the E in the U makes the U long, so it's costume.
Okay, so what about the Wiley raccoon?
That's just personal preference. To me, it's raccoon.
It's raccoon.
Not raccoon. Are you paying Heidi?
No, what do you mean about paying Heidi?
You're bribing her?
But I will say it's about 50-50 on the things that you can accuse each other of.
Fantastic, Heidi. I'm so glad to have you listening to the show and backing me up. Thank you very much.
It is just like people who say taco instead of Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
I've never heard that.
Drives me crazy.
Never.
Oh, that would drive me nuts.
Putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. Chris in North Royalton, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you're calling in about, settle raccoon for us. What do you believe it is?
If I heard raccoon, I'd say, what's a raccoon?
Exactly. Raccoon. What is
oh,
that?
You say it's raccoon?
Raccoon, yes.
That's how everybody says it. That's the right way
to say it,
Bill.
I've never heard raccoon.
You've never heard that?
Well, no.
Me and Heidi, so far.
It's okay. Just the two of you.
What other words? What about crayon?
Crayon. Yeah, crayon.
Yeah.
I don't even know how Alyssa said it.
Crayon?
Crayon.
It's not...
Yeah, I've never heard that
crayon?
Either.
Yeah, I got a new
crayon.
Box of crayons. Got the 64 count of crayons.
I think you're saying crayon. It totally correctly right there.
You do sound like you're from Brunstucky.
Hey. Hey now.
Okay, so what are some other words? Jamie in Cleveland. Jamie, good morning. Jamie.
Good morning.
What is the word that you always say that you're saying incorrectly?
Ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles.
I have never in my life heard ramen.
So that's all I've heard.
It's ramen.
So you're the one that says it, Jamie? You say ramen?
I say ramen.
Okay, but you're incorrect. You know that, right?
No, I'm not.
What evidence do you have to back it up?
My son says Raymond.
Oh, so your son's correct. Raymond is such a Cleveland way of saying ramen. It's when we add that like narrowness to the A's, mm-hmm. Even when I say crayon, it's a very Cleveland accent. That's like the only accent that we have.
I don't know. It just sounds so unsophisticated. I always thought it was cute. My dad and my grandmother both say the days of the week. They used to say Friday. Tomorrow is Friday.
Oh, that is cute.
Do you want to watch the Browns game together on Sunday?
Sunday.
And I always used to think that was cute, and I would say that.
My grandparents love to say Chipotle instead of Chipotle.
That is cute.
It is kind of heartwarming.
Because they don't know.
They don't know.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thanks for hanging with us.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 855 on Q104.
Good morning. Who is this?
Oh, this is Andrew.
Andrew, do you have a good vibe to share with us?
Yeah, I do. I met someone at Cedar Point. I went by, myself, and because, my partner didn't want to go, and I ended up getting an Uber ride, and that's the person who I'm with right now.
Really?
Yes.
You took an Uber from Cedar Point to where?
I took an Uber from Cedar Point, from Brook Park to Cedar Point.
How much does that cost?
Oh, my gosh.
That was about $100.
Oh, my God.
$100 ride.
At least you got a partner out of it.
Yes. You know, we clicked, you know. He recently came over from Brazil, and he's been here for about 5 months.
What does he think of Cleveland?
Oh, my God. He loves it. He absolutely loves it. He's never witnessed, you know, the fall time. So seeing the different, you know, colored trees and, for pumpkin, you know, everything's pumpkin spice. And he loves that. And he loves it here. He really does.
Andrew, if you were picked up by this guy, the Uber driver in Sandusky, and he drove you to Brook Park, does that mean that he is based somewhere in the Sandusky area?
No. So actually, he lived in the Parma area.
Oh, what was he doing all the way at Cedar Point?
He likes to take long Uber rides instead of shorter rides.
Okay.
This was just like a stars aligning moment.
Mean, really?
That's how this feels to me.
For an Uber driver based in Parma just happens to be in Sandusky to pick up you, who is at Cedar Point all by yourself. I mean, it is
and
meant...
And going back to Brook Park.
It's meant to be.
Yeah, you don't get any more, like, the stars aligned than that.
Yes, exactly. And, and I actually canceled the Uber ride the first time because, you know, I wanted to stay, but I didn't know if I was going to be able to get an Uber ride back.
You know what? The universe would not let you cancel it. The universe will not let you cancel love.
Hey, you know what? If you guys end up getting married, I highly suggest sending a letter to Uber explaining your story and asking them to pay for the wedding.
Yes. I'm meeting his parents in Brazil in December, spending Christmas down there to meet him. And so it's going to be an amazing time.
What's the first name of the guy that you're with right now?
Julian.
Okay. Here's the key question. Did you give Julian 5 stars?
Yes, and a really good tip.
Oh, good. That's the right answer.
All right, Andrew, thank you for this good vibe this morning. We really enjoyed it. We appreciate you calling up and sharing that with us.
Have a good day, guys.
Oh, my gosh, that is a crazy story.
Crazy.
And we do have Cedar Point Hollow Weekends tickets on the way in minutes. We will not pay for your Uber ride, though, to Sandusky.
And we can't guarantee love.